praise the Lord. Doesn't that look great? I think it, well, there's more to go. We got to lower it down a little bit. We need a hand railing. We're going to put steps there. We got to put water in it. We got, you know, there's little small technical difficulties still to come through, but one little step at a time. We're getting closer. Amen. Praise the Lord. But until then, the old one still works. Praise the Lord. And the water is warm, I hear. See, it's plugged in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those that helped in getting it thus far and those that are scheduled and said they're going to help finish that job. Thank you very much. Philippians chapter 3 is where I'd like to turn your attention, reading there from verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. It's an important part. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Here's my simple topic today. Forgetting things behind. Somebody point behind you. Forgetting things behind. Amen. I got to forget that stuff. Man, I got to move on. I got to live for God. I got to go forward in Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you love Him with me? Lord, I love You. I thank You. We ask You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let Your will, Lord, be done here right now. Thank You, Lord, for all that You are doing, Lord. Your Word, Lord, is so powerful. It's so marvelous, Lord. It is the promises, Lord, that we trust in. Lord, let Your will be accomplished here in this place, in this people. Put words in my mouth. Help us to hear. Thank You, Lord, for Your favor we ask. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Forgetting things behind. I don't know about you, but I, off the top of my head, could probably give you 15, 20, 30, many names, instances, places, times, things, people, that if they would have heeded the Word of God, the Word of God would have helped them. Would have helped them to live for God. Amen. I believe that this portion of Scripture, this topic that I'm talking about today is so intricately, just so intricate. Intricate, so involved with, so intertwined by our work and our life and our focus on things to come in Jesus Christ. If you keep looking behind you, guess what? You're going to wreck. Just like driving in a car, you can't just stare in the rearview mirror. Oh, there's cars behind me. Man, you got to look at the road in front of you to keep from wrecking. You got to look forward. Amen. The enemy, the devil, regularly, in fact, I would even say consistently, tries to use our past when attacking the people of God. It's not just you. It's probably every single child of God that comes to Him. The devil tries to pluck them away, tries to tell them things that are not true anymore. Now, a long time ago, B.C., before my reconversion in Jesus Christ. There are things in my past that were not good, where I did do things that were ungodly. But my past is my past. I can't live there. I can't dwell on that. It's a part of my history, and I'm thankful God took me from there. I can remember what God did for me, but that's not where I live. I don't live in those things of the past. The enemy's goal is to make us, you and me, believe that because of our past, we can't live for God. That's a lie. That's a lie. Thank you very much. The devil tries to make us believe that we shouldn't worship God. That's from the devil. We are to worship God. Go ahead and feel at liberty to worship God anytime. Anytime you want, all the time. Worship God when you don't want to worship God. Worship Him anyway, just because worshiping God is now what I do. It's what I've chosen. I choose to worship God. If I feel good or if I don't. Worship Him anyway. The devil is going to try to get you to think that we can't be anointed. Yes, you can. If you've got the Holy Ghost, that's the presence of the Almighty God in you. You are anointed of God. The devil tries to get us to think that our prayers won't get through, that they're not going past the ceiling, that they don't get hardly out of my mouth before they just dissipate. God doesn't hear my prayers. Yes, He does. Every word. Devil wants to get us, you and I, to believe that we could never live a victorious Christian life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The devil wants to get us to think that we will always be a prisoner of our past. No way. The devil wants to try to get you to think that you will never have peace. The devil will try to keep you from being happy. Amen. There is nothing any further from the truth than those lies. Amen. If you fall for those lies, you are in danger, my friend, in your walk with God. You've got to reject the lies of Satan. You've got to believe the word of God. The devil is a liar. Amen. Getting past your past almost sounds like a cliche, doesn't it? In fact, I'm certain I've used those words before. You've probably heard them from me and other places before as well. Nevertheless, it is true. We have to get past our past. Getting past our past is the very essence of the gospel. The gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He came that we might get past our past. Amen. That we might be saved. Praise the Lord. The gospel purchased Jesus Christ with His own blood, with His own sacrifice, paid the price that there is forgiveness. By His stripes, we are healed. in the name of Jesus, there is salvation. And so much more. We are blessed when we live for God. Look at these three things the prophet Isaiah tells us that happened at the crucifixion. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Number one, I want to point out, he was wounded for our transgressions. Number two, he was bruised for our iniquities. Number three, surely the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The blood, someone say the blood. The blood of Jesus covers our sin, our shame. The blood of Jesus covers my past. Amen. I am not the same man I was before. I am born again in the name of Jesus Christ. I have a future. Amen. It's a wonderful future. Read the back of the book. It's really good reading. Amen. There is a high hope in my life of a really good, my life is good right now, but it's going to get a whole lot better. Amen. In Jesus Christ. God promised in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Read the back of the book. There is a really great place. It's called heaven, the holy city, New Jerusalem. It's more wonderful than my mind can even comprehend. I've read it many hundreds of times, and I still don't get it. It's more glorious than my mind can even understand. But I do know this, it's going to be really good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God made a way for us to deal with sins that are in our past. Somebody say past. The sins that are in our past. God gave us the plan of salvation. It's so simple. It hangs on our wall on a sign. Amen. It's just one verse of Scripture. Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, you can repent. If you hadn't yet, you should. We just... today. Amen. Yes, you can be baptized in water. In the only saving name of Jesus Christ. For the remission, for the payment of sins. If you haven't done that yet, you should. Amen. Today would be a really good day. Amen. And yes, it is true. God is still pouring out the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, His presence, His power that gives us power to be a witness. Amen. I can tell you what good things God did for me. I am a witness that God is good. Too many children of God rob themselves of good today by constantly living in a bad yesterday. I when I said at the very beginning, or towards the very beginning, man, there are many people that came, had a genuine experience with God, and then they get caught up in that past, they get sucked back in, and they go back to believing the lie of Satan. You're in danger. If you are believing the lies of the past, you're in danger. It's easy to tell if someone is living in the past. They are terrorized by the enemy. They're so afraid of things you don't need to be afraid of anymore. Amen. They talk about their past failures. Oh, but this, and the stories go on and on and on. That person, you can tell, you don't have to be real extra sensitive to tell that person's living in the past. In fact, the handwriting is all over the side of the wall. It's very obvious to see. This person has a problem with the past. We got to get past the past. Forget the things that are behind. The scripture tells us we got to go forward in Jesus Christ. Another thing about someone that is living in the past. They talk about what they coulda, woulda. Someone said shoulda done. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, that. Oh my. Man, don't live in what could have, should have. We cannot go back and change even one thing. You can't change what was in the past. You can't change one thing that was done. Not one thought that you thought. Not one thing that you said. You cannot unring the bell. Cannot be done. You cannot change the past. Dot at the end of the sentence. End of discussion. Period. It is one of the favorite tactics used by the devil. Get people to live in their past. And their future. If you dwell on your past, it will hinder your future. Amen. The devil wants to keep us living in the past by thinking about what we should have done. I should have worked harder in school. I should have gone to college. I should have taken that job. I should have never started drinking. I should have said no to marijuana. I should have never started smoking. I should have not had that affair. I should have not run around with that person or that group. I should have made better decisions. I should have been faithful to my spouse. The list could go on. You could read that list all day long. Things you shouldn't have done. Don't live in the past. Man, we got to move on to the future that is in Jesus Christ. Every Christian you have ever met, bar none that I've ever met, there was only one sinless person that was ever on earth. It was Jesus Christ. He was the only perfect soul that has ever been in all of humanity. Everyone else falls short of the glory of God. So don't be putting people up on a high pedestal. They got their problems too. You focus on Jesus Christ, you're going to be a lot better off. Amen. Focus on Jesus Christ. Get yourself just as close to Him as you possibly can. Understand about Him just as much as you're able to know. Just keep on loving the Lord. Every Christian that has ever been has things that they're not proud of. Amen. Things that they shouldn't have done. And something that they would like to go back and do over. There's no do-overs in this life. You can't go back to yesterday and undo something that you just did. It's done. It's in the past. Here's the problem. Absolutely no one, not me, not you, can change that. We can try to explain our past. Oh, we had a bad upbringing. I was damaged as a child. I had bad circumstances growing up. I had a difficult life. I had a bad environment. I didn't have the right education. Blah, the list could go on and on and on. We cannot fix the past. Sometimes we can't even explain it. And we certainly can't fix it. What has happened, happened. What's done is done. We only have one option. We can only go forward from today. From right now. Amen. You can't change the past, but you can change the future. You can have hope forever. Amen. You can go forward in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can do it. God will help you. God help me. He'll help you. Revelation 12 and verse 10. It says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. I like to, I've got a vivid imagination. Got. All right, I've heard enough lies. Room, threw him out. Get out of here, Satan. Devil's going, he's not going to be able to tell lies forever. But he's telling them right now. He's telling you lies if you're listening to things about the past. Amen. This verse tells us that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And that he accuses them day and night. He's consistently lying about you. He's lying to you if you listen to him. The enemy continually accuses, reminds us of the things in the past. Things that we'd love to forget or erase. The enemy is relentless. Scripture says day and night. The enemy wants you to believe that you are bound by your past. The enemy wants you to believe that the past determines your future. It does not. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan is a liar. I have a scripture for that. It says it right here. Don't believe him. The devil is a liar and the father of all lies. Let me put this right here. If you are constantly reminding people of their past, now I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. If you are constantly reminding people of their past, there are three things you need to understand. This will help us. It'll help you. It'll help me. If you're reminding people of things that are in the past, you are doing the work of the enemy. You are causing harm to your relationship with that individual and their relationship with God. Number three, even more serious here, most serious in my view, you are wading in the blood of Jesus Christ. Looking for past sins that have been buried under the blood of Jesus. Amen. When someone is baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, those sins are paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the sight of God, those sins do not exist anymore. The past is gone, remitted, paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Based on two powerful verses of Scripture that I'm going to read to you soon, right now, I can preach that God puts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. God does not remember those sins that are under the blood. And it's just not my opinion. It's the Word of God. God will never remember those sins ever again. You know, I don't think mankind even has the capability to do what God does. You can't cleanse it like God does. But God is complete. His forgiveness is perfect. Amen. Finished. Micah 7, verse 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. I tell you, those sins are gone. Amen. Isaiah 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will remember, and will not remember thy sins. It's the Word of God. I'm telling you, God puts the past behind us. Never intended to come before us again. Amen. It's never supposed to hinder your walk with God. It's never supposed to keep you from believing in Him. Get ready. Here it comes. I want to tell you what God thinks about your past. Amen. Here it comes. Get ready. All right. What does God really think? Well, we got to go to the Word to find that, right? We got to go to Scripture to see how that God would handle your past. Amen. Oops. Where did I go? Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. I had to catch up. I touched my screen and it jumped and kind of messed me up. Sorry about that. Romans 8, chapter 1. There is therefore now, someone say no. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. If you have repented of your sins, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, if you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got God in your life, and you are living for God to the best of your ability, you're doing all that you know to do, you're living in all that you got, no condemnation. Amen. You don't have to feel bad about what God forgave you of. Feel happy that you're forgiven. Praise the Lord. John chapter 3, verse number 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I choose to believe Jesus. He that believeth on him is not condemned. That's what God thinks. I got scripture for that. It's right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Anybody love Jesus Christ? Anybody love the Lord, my God, Jesus, the Christ? Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Here we go. Old things. That's the old stuff. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God wants you to start right now living for Him. Praise the Lord. Right now is the time to live for God. Right now is the time to believe Him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Anybody got a sorry history? Everybody, every hand in the house should go. Everybody had a messed up something back there. Everybody. Everyone. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Jesus Christ paid for the price of sin to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in the sight of God. Look at how beautiful this is. This is what God thinks about those that follow Him. This is how God thinks about you, about me, that believe and live in the name of Jesus. We've read these scriptures. Let me ask you. Is there anything within these four portions of Scripture that we just read together that makes you think that God wants you to live in or be controlled by your past? No. We are new. God wants us to live for Him right now. It changes everything. When we live for God, it changes everything. If the enemy is using your past to control the measure of victory you have in the present, take these steps today. Stop allowing your past to influence and control your present. Stop allowing your past to keep you from living a victorious Christian life. Amen. Stop allowing your past to block you from being used by God. Stop dwelling on the mistakes of the past. The only way to move forward is to let go of what's behind. Put the past under the blood where it belongs. Amen. Under the blood of Jesus Christ. We got to believe the Word of God. The Word of God is more powerful than my thinking. Praise the Lord. You got to determine and you got to make up your mind. You got to determine in your own self that I am going to press through. Press through the problems that you have today. Yes, this life still has bumps and humps and turns and ups and downs. And you know what? God is going to help you through all that. God's going to be with you in all of that. My life is blessed. My wife and I, this morning at breakfast time, we're just chit-chatting. And we determined that we got to try to decide what part of the aches and pains that come in life is part of being old, and what part do I need to go see the doctor about? There's at least one other guy that can relate. You know, life still moves on. We're still in the flesh. But you know what? Even in the flesh, I know that I can trust God. Amen. I can trust God. Somebody needs to get this revelation. No matter how many times you revisit it, analyze it, regret it, or sweat it, you cannot go back and change anything. Can't be done. Stop worrying about the things in the past. You got to believe in Jesus Christ right now. You got to believe in Jesus today. Musicians, come on. I get just a little bit here to go. Here is what we can and what we should do. We can do this. We should do this. We should repent. Purpose in your heart to turn away from sin. We should put our sins, mistakes, failures under the blood. Can't point to that one yet. It's not ready. But I can point to that one. You could be baptized today in the name of Jesus Christ, and those sins would be remitted by Jesus the Christ. Number three, focus your future. Focus on your future with Jesus Christ. Amen. Three things. Albert Einstein, they say he was a really smart guy, once said, learn from yesterday. Stand with me, would you? Live for today. Hope for tomorrow. Amen. You got to leave who you were behind you. Believe in Jesus Christ, then love who you are. Amen. I know that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It makes hard decisions easy. What the world might consider hard, does it line up with what my walk with God is doing? Well, then, okay, I'll go that way. Amen. Look forward to who you are going to become in Jesus Christ. For the record, the Bible is very specific about the plan of God for His people. You know, the Acts 2:38 message of salvation plan? It's not negotiable. It is because it's in the Word of God, and that's God's plan, and that's what He said, and that's His Word. You and I can't change it. We just need to believe it. We need to obey it. Amen. Obey it. His plan does not include condemnation for past wrongs, failures, and mistakes. Yeah, people are people, and we messed up. Get over it. Move on. Live for God. Three short portions of Scripture, and I'm going to close. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the world. I, Jesus, am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Your life in Jesus Christ, guaranteed by the Word of God, will be better when you serve the Lord. Your life will improve when you serve Jesus. John 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. God wants to give you joy. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Right now, today, is the day to believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you lift your hands with me? Why don't you join me? Would you join me? Let's put the past in the past. And let's move forward in Jesus Christ. Come on, this altar is open. Let's love the Lord together. Let's magnify Him. God can...